The once darling of high-tech office life is getting pushback from its employees. It's the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks for being with us. In other business news, trade tensions and the weather had a negative impact on John Deere. The Cheesecake Factory has a problem, and it's a common issue for many. The U.S. economy grew at a better rate than first reported, and the markets like that news. If you want to retain employees, be flexible, especially during the holidays. Also today, we've got a revisit to a segment we did last year about early onset dementia. Families are getting together over Thanksgiving, and this information may come in handy. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday before Thanksgiving Day, at least here in the United States, edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Let's get into it. So is Google trying to suppress its internal critics? The company, once known as the place to work because of its laid-back culture, like free meals, office slides, on-site childcare, and an emphasis on transparency, is now getting hammered by its employees. Google's internal critics have targeted a growing list of concerns in recent years, ranging from its handling of sexual misconduct allegations to its business dealings with the military. Workers have also questioned Google over a secret project, now shuttered, to develop a search engine built to satisfy China's censorship regime. But the tensions really escalated this week. On Monday, Google dismissed several outspoken workers in an internal announcement for allegedly violating its data security policies. Now some critics are accusing Google of trying to suppress the critics themselves. Google says that's not true and points to their internal policy of data security. But it seems, according to dissidents, that that policy was recently changed to afford the company to deal with critics. Well, John Deere today reported lower fourth quarter earnings. Why? Well, they cited trade tensions as well as poor weather in the United States farm belt that have slowed equipment purchases by farmers. Now, those same farmers find themselves in much the same boat as Deere because exports have slid and commodity prices have been low for years. Deere's worldwide sales of agriculture and turf equipment are forecast to decline 5 to 10% next year. Industry sales of agricultural equipment in the United States and Canada, that's the company's biggest markets, are expected to be down about 5% on the back of lower demand for large equipment. Well, the Cheesecake Factory has seen its shares go down by 2% this year, and the issue seems to be not the food or service, but the location. Many Cheesecake Factories are built inside of malls that are having a tough time luring shoppers into their doors. The company's same-store sales were stagnant in the third quarter, rising just 0.4%. Earnings per share are expected to be flat in the fourth quarter as well. But the restaurant chain, known for its cheesecakes and other great comfort foods, hopes to be a popular destination for hungry Black Friday shoppers. This year, the Cheesecake Factory is looking to lure diners with a special Black Friday weekend gift card promotion. Anybody buying a $25 gift card can get two free slices of cheesecake at a future visit in the first quarter of 2020, which, by the way, is an important quarter for any retail establishment. The Bureau of Labor Statistics today said the economy grew faster than initially expected in the third quarter. The economy expanded by 2.1% between July and September, more than the initial reading of 1.9% and more than the 2% growth rate in the second quarter. The economy last grew at a pace of less than 2% in the final quarter of last year, which is a bit odd seeing how that quarter is the retail holiday shopping time of the year. Consumer spending contributes to about two-thirds of the U.S. economy. Holiday shopping is expected to be strong this year before the next round of tariffs on Chinese imports hits on December 15th. Or is there some sort of a deal, which President Trump today said was, again, very close? Well, that news contributed to another day of gains on Wall Street as the holiday shortened trading day was responsible for the fourth straight day of gains. The Dow gained 42 points to close at 28,164. The S&P 500 climbed by 0.4, while the NASDAQ advanced by nearly 0.7%. Consumer discretionary was the best performing sector in the S&P 500 ahead of Black Friday, rising by 0.8%, as Under Armour, their shares, outperformed. The apparel maker's stock traded 6% higher after an analyst at Raymond James upgraded it to a strong buy from outperform, noting that the stock is underrated and an underdog. Strong economic data supported the gains. Durable goods orders rose by 0.6% in October, while economists expected a decline of 0.8. Weekly jobless claims, meanwhile, fell to 213,000 from 227,000. Today's market moves come ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, which is a day off for traders as well as us, by the way. Typically, this time of year is good for stocks. Data from the Stock Traders Almanac shows the Dow has only declined 16 times in the past 66 years, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Friday after. Those statistics are, by the way, combined. You know, with a tight labor market, employers are finding it much less expensive to retain their workers rather than hiring a new batch. And one of the ways in which employers might enhance retention is to remember to be flexible during the holidays. So how might you get that done? Well, you could offer a couple of work-from-home days. Folks seem to like that. You could try to accommodate at last-minute requests for time off. Sometimes things happen in the family and somebody needs off right away, and why not give it to them? Also, let employees celebrate early. Rather than make the folks work the full 8 hours, allow them to leave a couple of hours early for their holiday festivities. Think of it like this. It's far better to work with a skeleton crew for just a couple of days during the holidays than it is to have key workers leave for good and work with a stressed-out crew for weeks on end. It's called retention, kids, retention. Be nice. Coming up next, we're going to revisit an Out to Lunch segment we did last year with Dr. Yogi Shah, a specialist in early onset dementia. Why? We get it. You're traveling home to family and friends, and sometimes the conversation comes up about the possibility of early onset dementia with a relative. Well, this is one segment that you should hear and then be better informed if that topic comes up. And that is next here on the Business News Hour.